Hello, and welcome to Beverage Industry Sip and Learn podcasting series. I am your host, Jessica Jacobson, editor of Beverage Industry. Today, I am pleased to welcome three incredibly knowledgeable guests from Lanxess Corporation's Beverage Technology business line. We have Michael Turpin, head of sales, Vijay Nahar, senior technical sales manager in the U.S., and Veronica Abujade, who is the internal marketing and sales coordinator. Founded in 2004, Lanxess Corporation is a leading specialty chemicals company. Lanxess encompasses several business units that provide the development, manufacturing, and marketing of chemical intermediates, additives, specialty chemicals, and plastics. Today, our guests are from the Beverage Technology business line of the Material Protection Products business unit, which offers products geared around consumer safety and product stability. The Beverage Technology line specifically offers technology for microbial control in a variety of beverages. Before we begin our conversation, here is some additional background information about our guests. Michael has been with Lanxess for 14 years, including 6 as a senior technical sales representative and 8 years in his current role as head of sales for North America. Michael is most proud of the fact that Lanxess team helps its customers produce clean label, all natural solutions with plenty of innovation to give beverage brands a leg up on the competition. At Lanxess for 9 years, Vijay originally served as a senior sales representative covering the UK and Ireland before moving into his current position as senior technical sales manager in the US. In this role, Vijay uses his biomedical and microbiology expertise to give beverage makers the technical solutions they need to stabilize their functional beverages. Meanwhile, Veronica started her career at Lanxess, focusing on marketing for the company in both North and South America. Yet due to the increasing growth of the business in the US, Veronica now coordinates marketing and sales solely for the US, where she remains passionate about helping customers improve the safety and quality of their beverages. Thank you, Michael, Vijay, and Veronica for joining me today.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Wonderful. Well, when examining the beverage market, functional beverages are in extremely high demand, but that functionality often comes with a cold chain element. However, Lanxess Corporation offers solutions that protect highly sensitive beverages while eliminating the cold chain. Among the products that support this are the microbial control agents, Nagardo and Velcarin, which can provide an alternative to chill chain distribution. Can you all provide me with a little bit of background on these ingredients and their benefits?
Yes, Velcarin has been around for over 40 years now. One of the key attributes of Velcarin is that here in the US, it does not have to be declared on the label. So as products are produced, we give the customer an opportunity to have a clean label, which is very appealing with new product launches. Clean labels, the good for you, better for you platform is what we try to focus on with the use of Velcarin.
Absolutely, yeah. And then on the Nagardo side, Nagardo is basically a natural preservative. Okay, it's derived from the glycolipids of a mushroom. And really, this is kind of the other prong, I would say, where we offer an all-natural solution, yeah, being a natural preservative, which is kind of exciting in this space because at the moment, I think a lot of the solutions out there, similar to Nagardo, are really artificial preservatives. So that's a bit of background on Nagardo.
Great. Well, I'd like to begin our conversation with one of the biggest questions that I'm sure our listeners have, which is taste. Michael, can you share with me whether the use of Nagardo and Velcarin have any impact on the taste of a beverage?
Yeah, that's really key. When you use Nagardo or Velcarin, and you develop your beverage on the bench top, the product actually tastes the same as it was developed. So it tastes as it was intended. With some other preservatives and preservative systems, there's a definite taste difference. So you're not getting what you actually developed. But in this case, with Nagardo and Velcrin both, there's no change. You have a very pure product and it tastes as intended.
Wonderful. And as a follow-up question, are there any specific beverages that work best with Nagardo and Velcrin?
Well, all beverages within the pH range of 2 to 4 for Velcrin, and then for Nagardo, 2 to 7 are suitable, with the exception of milk products because of the protein. So this product, or actually both products, give beverage developers an opportunity to create really highly functional products in very nice packaging without a lot of limitations. So therefore, the innovation piece is wide open, and folks can have fun creating beverages that make them happy or make them healthy.
Awesome. And because scientifically backed ingredients and clinical research into the quality and the efficacy is crucial, BJ, I was hoping, could you tell me whether there are any publications or white papers on the efficacy of Nagardo and Velcrin that prove its effectiveness?
Yeah, sure. So I think most recently, we worked with the University of Connecticut to publish a paper on the antimicrobial effects of Nagardo. And that was really done on spore-forming bacteria. Yeah, and that was led by Dennis D'Amico. So that's out there in the public domain for the listeners. Yeah. We're also working closely, I would say, with them on some other projects. So, you know, you might see some other publications coming out shortly. But I would also mention, we do also work with Cornell University. So there might be some work coming from that institution as well. Now, that's kind of the Nagardo side. I would say on the Velcrin side, Mike already kind of alluded to this. It's definitely not a new technology. It's been around for over 40 years. So there's actually a lot of work out there and a lot of publications in multiple countries, actually. It's a global product. It's used all over the world. So I think the listeners should be quite easily able to find a lot of efficacy data that's out there.
Great. And I'd like to pivot the conversation a little bit right now, which is, you know, health and wellness and sustainability are top trends in the market. Veronica, can you explain how the Lanxess products fit in with today's market trends?
Yeah, so Lanxess products can help producers that want to be competitive in either or both of those trends. So for producers that want to compete in the health and wellness market, Nagardo is the first and only all-natural preservative on the market. So if a producer wants natural claims on their on the beverage labels, then they can use Nagardo to help achieve that. And as Mike mentioned before, if producers are trying to minimize ingredients on their labels, then Velcrin is a unique solution because it doesn't need to be labeled on the ingredient list since it's no longer in the beverage at the time of consumption. Then when you use Velcrin and Nagardo combined, then producers can achieve the cleaner label. As for sustainability, the combined use of Velcrin and Nagardo can assist in achieving shelf-stable beverages. So by changing from chill chain to ambient distribution and storage, less energy is needed to maintain the beverages, which therefore reduces the carbon footprint. And another benefit is that producers can use thinner PET packaging without compromising the safety or the quality of the product. So they'll be using less plastic, which also reduces the weight per bottle and in turn can help save on transportation costs. Some other sustainability benefits from switching to shelf-stable beverages are the optimization of shipments, extended production runs, better asset utilization, as well as improved efficiency and yield. So yeah, as you can see, our products can help producers in a variety of ways if they want to be competitive within those market trends.
Thank you, Veronica. Yeah, definitely hitting on all the key trends that are going on today in the marketplace. But now I'd like to shift a little bit to beverage formulation, because as we know, ingredients are often used in combination. For example, stevia is often used as a sweetener in low or no sugar beverages, but sometimes can require the use of a masking solution to offset the bitter off notes. BJ, can you tell us a little bit about Nagardo and Velcorin and why these ingredients work best in combination?
Sure. Yeah. So I think firstly, there's a lot of advantages with using Velcorin and Nagardo in combination, because it's basically a coal fill process. Yeah. So it's definitely not as heat or energy intensive as some of the other technologies that are out there at the moment used for stabilization. So it really aligns quite well with a lot of the buzzwords I'm sure we're all hearing at the moment, like sustainability. And Veronica spoke about this as well, about reducing your carbon footprint. So in some respects, it's kind of considered a cheaper method as well of beverage stabilization, as well as being able to align with those types of campaigns. And then kind of coming on to why would people actually do this? I mean, the other thing to consider from, I guess, a manufacturer's perspective is, you know, why am I going to choose a specific type of stabilization method? And generally that decision is made with either one, two, or sometimes more process steps. And that's generally down to the sensitivity of the product, yeah, or the beverage. So as an example, you know, still beverages are generally considered to be more microbially susceptible to spoilage. And so you'll use kind of more energy intensive, or heat intensive, I should say, process steps, like a tunnel pasteurization or a hot filling process. So, you know, those types of technologies, as I mentioned, you know, they're very, very energy intensive, heat intensive. They're a huge footprint in the factories. So I guess what we're saying is, by using Velcorin and Nagardo, it's a more simpler method of filling and achieving the same result of stabilization. And also, I mentioned it as well, it's keeping in line with a lot of these buzzwords like sustainability and for manufacturers to reduce their carbon footprint.
Yeah, absolutely. And to your knowledge, are there other customers that are offering this combination within the beverage industry?
That's always a difficult one for sure, because we can't talk about some of our customers. Obviously, these technologies are considered their competitive advantage. But what I would say is Nagardo is persistent in the product, so therefore it does need to be declared on the label. So I'm sure if some of your listeners were to Google glycolipids, which is generally the labeling term that's used, they might find some products that are out there. But I would say as well that there definitely is beverage manufacturers that are using the combination for sure.
Yeah, it's great that, you know, these ingredients are enabling beverage companies of all sizes to release functional beverages that are appealing to health conscious consumers. I'd also like to get into that. There's a lot of trial and error when it comes to formulating any type of beverage. BJ, are companies that are interested in your product able to get a sample of Nagardo for testing?
Yeah, absolutely. Mike and probably Veronica as well, you can probably attest, we deal with a lot of product developers and formulators. So this is something that's not new to us. So yeah, you can definitely get a sample of Velcorin and Nagardo. And we would support all product developers and formulators with that.
Great. And I'm sure this is proving very helpful to all of our listeners, but Michael, I was wondering if there's any other pieces that we're missing in regards to safety and protecting the efficacy of ingredients. You know, for example, I'm sure many of our listeners are wondering whether Nagardo requires a dosing unit like Velcorin.
No, good question. Velcorin, as you know, does require a dosing unit, which at one point in time was more of a hindrance because the customer had to purchase Velcorin and the doser. However, with new programs that we have, we're making it more appealing to our end users and our customers to get dosing units with relative ease, so that does not become an obstacle. Nagardo, on the other hand, is mixed into solution and does not require a dosing unit. So it's relatively easy to work with. And with innovations in our technical approach from our headquarter group, even the implementing Velcrin is very easy at this point. It's more of a plug and play. So if folks don't know about it, yeah, they're welcome to make contact with us and find out more. And I always say you don't know what you don't know. So in this case, both technologies are very easy to implement and will definitely give a benefit to your bottom line.
Wonderful. Well, I'd like to pivot back to the beverage producer perspective. And Michael and Veronica, can you elaborate about what makes Lanxess the go-to company for producing ambient functional beverages?
Okay, from my perspective, Veronica, you can chime in a sec, but from my perspective, having 40 years of Velcrin experience and now this new innovation with Nagardo, we consider ourselves to be a total solution company, meaning that if you're having issues, we come to your plant. We don't charge you for it. We assess your line. We make sure that you're doing the things the right way, because at the end of the day, safety is number one for us. And we want to make sure that the people are safe, as well as the product that you produce is a safely produced product. So we want to make sure we're partnering with the customer and we spend the right time doing the right assessments to give, I'd say, a leg up for our customers in that they can compete with the rest of the industry in a very fair and proper way.
Yeah, so I agree with everything that Mike said. Definitely the fact that we're a one-stop shop, so to speak, and we're very innovative, but he touched on safety, and I think that that's worth emphasizing because that is definitely what makes Lanxess stand out to me. We're so focused on ensuring the safety of both our customers as well as the final consumers. So to me, I would say that we should be the go-to company because our customers can take comfort in knowing that we put ethics before profit.
Awesome. Well, thank you, Michael, Vijay, and Veronica for sharing with me all about the options that beverage producers can use to support the production of ambient, shelf-stable functional beverages.
Thank you, Jessica.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And for more about the latest innovations hitting the beverage market, be sure to check back with Beverage Industry Sip and Learn Podcasts.